Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is second volume of Mishnah Berurah, Daf Gimel Omud Beis. And we're in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, the very interesting halachos of Duchenin. And we begin today's Shir with Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Im Nata Lakoin Yodov Shachris, Uberech Alon Hilos Yodayim, Lo Yachzo Lavorech, Kishinoto Yodov Linesias Kapayim. The Mechaber writes that if a Kohen washed his hands in the morning, Shachris, before he went to Shul, and he said the Brach of Alon Hilos Yodayim, when he rewashes his hands before the duchening, he does not make another bracha of Alon Tilos Yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav Dalet explains, the lenient bracha in regards to having or not to make a bracha, again now, we rely samchinun al Rambam. We hold the opinion of the Rambam, who says, Disfirule, the yotzeb netilo shenotar shachris, that the bracha that he made on shachris time is all that he needs to do. And this is only, however, this is only if he did not touch himself in a place that's dirty, or part of the body that's normally covered, for which if you touch yourself in that place, you are required to go wash until as you die, and at least theoretically to make a bracha. And likewise, he didn't have any hesach hadas between the original bracha of Alon Tilos Yadayim, and he's been careful to make sure that his hands didn't touch anything, and he has his mind on his hands being clean the whole time. So then, we can rely upon the Rambam, he doesn't have to make another bracha. However, if he did in fact wasn't careful to make sure that he didn't touch something. But Koshigin, and certainly, and if he knows for a fact that he did touch himself in a place that is considered halachically dirty, then everybody agrees, this is the opinion of Magen Avraham, that in fact everybody would say that he should in fact make another broch of Alon Tilos Yodayim when he goes and duchets. However, this is not what is normally done. One would not see the Kohanim making a brach of Alon Tilos Yadayim. Why is this not so? So the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he brings down the opinion that's brought lahalacha, the El Yerabah. The El Yerabah kosav, the b'chol gavne ein tzorich levarich al hanetilozu. The El Yerabah says that we do not make a bracha on this washing again. The shemelo niskan kal bracha al hanetilozu, because it's not clear that a bracha was in fact set by Chazal to be made in this situation, and therefore v'cheinagu shalol avarach b'shum gavne. And the Velt has paskin this way. This is the halach l'mais in every shul I've ever been in, where the Kohanim do not make a separate bracha of Alon Tilos Yadayim. V'lchein kol kohen yorei v'choreid. We already brought this down the other day. This is where we got it from. The Mishnah Berurah says every kohen who wants to make sure that he doesn't get involved in such a machlokes, do I not have to make a bracha? Yishmor yodov mishas netilos shachar shloliga b'mokam luchloch. He should make sure that he doesn't touch himself in a place after he's washed by shacharis and made a bracha Alon Tilos Yadayim in the early in the morning. He should be very careful to make sure that he doesn't put his hands in a place on a day that he's going to duchen, in a place that would potentially necessitate washing again as a chiyuv with a bracha, shelo yipo b'sofik bracha, in order to make sure that he doesn't get involved in this sofik brachos. Even though we pass in sofik brachos l'kula, even though we pass like the El Yerabah, he should be very careful to make sure that even according to the Rambam, if he knows he didn't touch himself and he didn't have a hesach hadas, then he wouldn't require a bracha even according to the Rambam. Yishu footnote number 39 points out that even though the Magen Avraham was the one that brought down the Rambam Shita, the Magen Avraham himself doesn't paskin like that, and he writes, Lo Noagu Kain. In fact, we don't paskin like that, Rambam, and the Magen Avraham himself holds like the El Yerabah. Sivches. The Mechaber writes, Kishe Maschil Shliach Tzibur Ritzei. When the Chazan reaches in the Chazaras Hashatz up to the Brach of Ritzei, at that moment in time, Kol Kohen Shebeveis HaKnesses, any Kohanim that are in the shul, of course we're talking about a day that you're duchening, in Eretz Yisrael it's every day, in Chutz Laaretz only on Yom and Tovim. So at the moment that the Chazan reaches the Ritzei, every Kohen that's in the shul, Nekar Mimakomo Lalos L'duchen, has the Mitzvah Saseh, as we've already talked about in previous Shurim, to get up and go. Literally, Nekar means to uproot his feet from their place, Mimakomo Lalos L'duchen, to go up towards the duchen, to the platform where the Kohanim are going to duchen. And the Chaber continues and he says, even though he may be in the back of the shul, or he's an elderly or an infirm person, it takes him a long time to walk there, and he may not actually reach there by the time the Chazan is finished with Ritzei, nevertheless, as long as he uprooted, he started to go, Shapir Domi, he has fulfilled the obligation to uproot your feet at that moment, and he will be yotze this idea of going towards the Duchen, even though he hasn't reached the Duchen by the time the Chazan is finished with Ritzei. However, the Mechaber says, Avalam lo akar ragla b'ritzei, if he didn't uproot his feet, if he didn't start moving towards the duchen, then shuv lo yale, he doesn't have the right to go up in duchen if he changes his mind. Even though they haven't started the duchen yet, you have to uproot your feet, you have to start making the movement towards the duchen during ritzei. Let's now look in the Mishnah Berurah and see exactly what's going on. In Sivkot and Chav Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hainu, we're talking here, L'chadchila, initially, optimally, Yizor, L'akko, B'yatscholo, Shashliach Tzibur, Ritzei. The Kohanim should, as soon as the Chazan starts saying Ritzei, move their feet, start going towards the Duchen. The issue footnote number 40 brings down the reason for this Zihirus. Why are we so interested in making sure the Kohanim do this? He brings down a name, the El Yeraba. We don't want to take any chances that he forgets to do this and then he'll run into trouble. So we wanted to do this as soon as possible. What happens if the guy is a zealous person and he starts moving up there even before it say? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shebevade Moel. That certainly is good. How can it be worse? He's already rushing towards it even before he has to. Kivin Shebevitzei Hu Kvar Omed Muchan Lalos Duchen, because he's going forward towards the Duchen and he's even closer there to the Duchen when the Chazan starts with say. However, Rav Ozan, the Shevet Alevi, disagrees. And the Shelus Shuvah Shevet Alevi, he writes, Shetzricho Akira Lios Dafko B'Birchas would say, if you go and uproot your feet beforehand, that doesn't demonstrate or show that you're interested in going up to the Duchen, because you could have another reason, an ulterior motive to go up in that direction. And he says, you have to B'Dafko move your feet when the start of Ritzei has occurred. Shekishem Shehaliyah L'Duchen Shayeches L'Birchas Avoda. Going up towards the Duchen has to be part of the Ritzei, part of the Avoda. So to the Akira Siraglov, Shayachas Lazeh. So to the movement of the feet, the uprooting of the feet, has to be during Ritzei, Kivin Shu, Hechshir, Le'aliyah L'Duchen. That shows and demonstrates that this is the Hechshir Mitzvah, so to say, of going up to the Duchen. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he continues and he says, Avalim Lo'okar, if the Kohen did not uproot his feet, Ashikvar Hisal Ashlech Tziba Ritzei, until the Chazan has started to say Ritzei, as long as the Chazan is still saying Ritzei, even if you didn't rush to do it at the first possible moment, like we said, you should do it. As soon as the Chazan starts to say Ritzei, you should go up there, or start to go up there. But if you did it a little bit later, a second, a few seconds later, the Chazan's still saying Ritzei, as long as he hasn't finished the bracha of Ritzei, then it's still acceptable. This coin is considered in those that went towards the Duchen when Ritzei was being said. Issue footnote number 41 brings down, when we say he has to do this during Ritzei, if he was only uprooting his feet at the time that the Tzibur answered Amen to the Bracha concluding Ritzei, so in the Prima Gadim writes, normally we say, even though Amen normally is considered part of the Bracha, as we've already learned, nevertheless, in this situation, if the Chazan finished Ritzei, even though the Tzibur is saying Amen, and normally that is part of the Ritzei, that is part of the Bracha, in this situation, the Prima Gadim says, no, it's too late, you gave up, missed the opportunity. However, the Toras Chaim is surprised at this, and he says, why not? He says, nope, if you haven't yet finished the bracha, which is defined as having the Amen said as part of the bracha, then the Kohen can still go up there. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mechaber, who said that when the Chazan starts to say Ritzei, the Kohanim should go up there. Where is this from? Aaron raised his fingers, his hands over the people, and he blessed them. And then it says, he went down from doing the Chatos, the Gomer, that he gave the Bracha while he was still, quote, doing the Avoda, while still hadn't finished doing the Avoda. And therefore, therefore the rabbis were masaking the Duchening, that the Kohanim should go up towards the platform, towards the Duchening, and kodim siyam birchas avoda, before the bracha of the avoda is completed. The issue footnote number 42 asks a very good question. If this is related to the avoda, why don't we duchen during the bracha of the avoda? In fact, we duchen right after the bracha hatov shimcha l'chon el yodos is completed, which is the end of the bracha of hodah. But we don't duchen even at the end, and certainly not during the bracha of the avoda. Why is that so? So the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches is brought down that the avoda and the hodah are dover echad, as is explained in the pasuk, Zoveach Toda. So the Avoda, the Zevach, and the Toda, the Hodah, are one unit. Furthermore, he notes that the Sefer Gura Sari asks that according to Shmuel, that the Tefillah of Ne'ilah doesn't have the Bracha of Avoda in it, so how are the Kohanim able to duchen during Ne'ilah? At least in theory, they would. We don't do this today, but they used to duchen during Ne'ilah. So he brings down the teretz from the Sefer Emek Bracha, Sha'af Opi should be Mikdosh Shayeches Birchas Kohanim Le'Avoda, Davka, even though in the Beis HaMikdash the duchening is connected to the avoda, however, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's part of the davening, Shemakom Avodahi, which of course takes the place of the avoda, our davening. And therefore, Lefikach, Rach Betfilo, Shiesh Bo Birchas Avoda, Tiknu Levarach, Birchas Kohanim, Birchas Avoda. And only a tefillah that has the avoda, in that type of a Shmoneh Esrei, we have to go duchen during the avoda. as opposed to a tefillah she'ein ba birchas avoda she'esh l'kayim hadin bebirchas oda. Then we do the duchening during the bracha, right after the bracha of hatov shimcha ulchon el yodos. Sivkot nchav zayin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mechaber who says that if you didn't go up at the very beginning of Ritzei, as long as you go up during Ritzei, you're okay as a kohen to be going up to the duchen. And even if you didn't reach there until the end of Ritzei, you're okay. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, lav davka, doesn't mean that you have to reach there by the end of Ritzei. Da'afilum lo yagia shom ad she'yisayim ha'shliach tziba b'yachas modim. Even if you didn't get up to the duchen before the chazan finishes modim, you're still okay. Gam kin leslun ba, there is no problem, because kol she'oka raglav b'ritzei, since you did move your feet and start going towards the duchen during Ritzei, so that is adequate. But I did the reisha, nokat Ritzei. And since in the beginning he said Ritzei, so too over here he says Ritzei. But as long as you get up there before they start duchening, you're okay. Furthermore, Od Kosu, he says further, the Ika Akira Mikre Achar Netila, that it's called that you uproot your feet only after you've washed your hands. Shaz Royal Alos Luduchen, at that point, you're capable of going up to the duchen. Before you wash your hands, you're not capable of going up to the duchen. Therefore, V'lochein, Yakru Raglein Lito Yedeim Kodim Ritzei. Therefore, all the Kohanim go out, they normally clap right after Kedusha and say, Kohanim and Levim, go out and wash your hands, or something like that. So that's not called being oker your raglov. And only after you've washed your hands by Ritzei, Yakru Aglein Lelech Lamochan Amuchan Leduchonim, then they go up for the duchening. That is a different type of Akiris Raglov than going to wash your hands. Ubi the Eved, after the fact, in Lo Notal Yodov Kodim Ritzei, what happens if for whatever the reason the person forgot and he didn't wash his hands, or for whatever the reason there was too big a line and he couldn't go and wash his hands? V'im Yelech Lito Yodov Yisayim Ashlich Tzibu Birchas Ritzei. Now if he goes to wash his hands, by the time he's done washing his hands, the Chazan will have finished Ritzei and he won't have taken any steps towards the duchen. So what should he do? So Afo PK, nevertheless, in this situation, Yaakov would say he should go towards the duchen when the chazan starts with say, Leil Limakom HaDuchen, to go as if he's going up to the duchen, and afterwards he can detour v'achakach yito yod v'sham, he can go and wash his hands up over there on the side of the duchen. They can bring him some water there to wash his hands by the duchen, or if he's going up there and he could stop by a sink on the way, that would be acceptable mistama as well. Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Avalam lo oker raglav b'ritzei, he quotes the Mechaber, if you didn't go and start moving your feet any time during the Ritzei, then you're not allowed to go up in Duchen. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Vafilu im oker raglav leilich litzad chutz, lito yodav, even if you started going when he started, Chazan started to stay Ritzei, towards the sinks that are on the side, but not towards the Duchen, mitzadeid bateres zekenim, he brings down from the ateres zekenim, dezeh lo choshev adayin akira, this doesn't halachically fulfill the obligation to go up towards the duchen, even though avshan atila he hechshul and siyas kapayim, even though you have to wash your hands before you duchen. Nevertheless, deboinu nakiru lemakom haduchen, you specifically must move your feet during the ritzei going towards the duchen, not going towards the sink to wash your hands. Zayaki Rasul Litzadchus, and when he went to go to wash his hands, he was going towards the side, towards the outside to go wash his hands. Therefore, what is the minog? Alkena minog, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kishaliach Tzibur Magil Ritzei, and the Chazan gets up to Ritzei, V'lo Bo and Adayinu Kan Lehechel, if the Kohanim are still, there's a big line sometimes, not all the Kohanim are ready by Ritzei, they haven't all washed their hands yet. So the Chazan stops and waits, Humamtim B'tfilah, so he can pause in his Chazaris Hashatz, Achshiavo, until all the Kohanim have finished washing their hands, and they all can start walking at the beginning of Ritzei towards the Duchen. Because the Chayshinon Shema Adayin Lo Aku Raglein Mimkomam Harichitza Mimkom Harichitza Leilach Litzad HaDuchen, because we're concerned that some of the Kohanim are still washing there by the Duchen, by the washing station, and they haven't moved, uprooted their feet to go towards the Duchen, and those Kohanim will be in trouble. They won't be allowed to Duchen if they haven't done this, at least by the end of Ritzei. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosva Poskim, Shim Okar Raglav Mi Beiso Lovo Lebeis HaKnesses, if the Kohen is at home, and he's going on his way to shul, he leaves his house, he moves his feet to go towards the shul, Umotza Acha Ritzei, and he gets there after they finished Ritzei, Afa Pisha Bevadai Beisho Karaglav Mi Beiso Yekod Ritzei, even though when he moved his feet, leaving his house, it was before Ritzei, nevertheless, lo choshev akirav ein ola. That's not called that the coin was oker raglov to go up to the duchen, and he's not allowed to duchen in this situation. Why? Kivan shelo oker mibeso adaita the duchen. Because when he left his house and he moved his feet, so to say, in that situation, it wasn't to go up to the duchen; it was to go to shul. However, avlim oker raglov mibeso lovo lebeso knesses lalos duchen. If in fact he did have in mind, he's leaving his house. He's in the house right next to the shul, for example, and he hears that they're saying chazaras hashatz, and he leaves his house to go up to the duchen. So then akira zumuelis. That is in fact a good akira, and it will allow him to go up to the duchen. Va'ola, and he's allowed to go up in duchen with the tzibur. Now, however, he brings out one other caveat. The Eisha Kosel, who brings down the Shaar HaTzion in the name of the Derech HaChaim and others, Da'afilu Ba'ofen Zeh Eino Ola, that if the person's leaving his house, he also can't go up towards the Duchen, can't say that that was Akiras Raglov to go towards the Duchen, unless Kim Kishohoya Beis HaSomach LeBeis HaKnesses, unless you're living right next door. That's why I gave that example before. If you're living right next door, V'shomash HaShlir Tzibah Hischa Ritzeh, and you're listening in your house, you've already Duchen, let's say, and you're interested, you're a Kohen, you like the Duchen, so, or you know that they need you as a Kohen, so you're waiting till they reach to the Ritzeh, you're right next door, you'll be able to get up there before they start Duchening, so you're leaving your house in that situation to go towards the Duchen, so even though you're not in the shul, that is considered acceptable. Mustama, you washed your hands already, so you're just walking from your house into the shul to go up to the Duchen, that is called that you're Oker Raglov, and you would be allowed to Duchen. But somebody else who happens to be leaving his house and didn't hear that they were in the Chazaras HaShatz and happens to walk in at that time, that would not be good according to this opinion. The Chavetz Chaim in Bi'ar Loch Adira Maskul Avodim Lo Oker Raglov Birtzei V'chulei brings down from the Magen Avraham in the name of the Radvaz, the Mahoya Machmas Ones Gamkin Lo Yala, if for whatever the reason it was an extenuating circumstance, some accident that prevented you from moving your feet to go up during the Ritzei, you're not allowed to go up as well. But in that situation, if you did go up, you don't have to come down. However, the Olas Tomid is mistopic. He's not sure. If there was no extenuating circumstance for you not to go up there and be Oker Raglov, and then you did go up there, Shaloya Machmas Ones Viola, so the Olas Tomid is not sure if you have to come down if you went up there without permission. However, he brings down the Elya Rabba and the Mogin Geborin, who in fact paskin, that if you went up there without being Oker Raglov, and the reason you weren't Oker Raglov was not because of some extenuating circumstance or an ones, then Afilu Ola, they paskin, if you did go up there, Yerid, you have to come down. As we still have one more Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Kavtes, Shuv Lo Yale, if you didn't Oker Raglov, then you're not allowed to go up there. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ba'afilu Hoya Machmas Ones, this is true even if it's under extenuating circumstance that prevented you from moving your feet when the Chazan was saying Ritzei, you're not allowed to go up there. This concludes today's share.